Hey, Rick. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Having a pretty good day. Got a couple of projects completed. Actually designed, I know you guys do a lot of 3D printing, but first time I've ever actually just made something and printed it. I usually go, like, download something that already someone else made. And so I just went into Tinkercad and built a little case for my HT so that we got, like, one of those cell phone holders that clip to the vents in your car. And any time I tried to clamp my HT into that, it was right at the height where the push-to-talk button was. So I just printed a kind of a case to go around the HT to clamp into that holder, and then I just slide the HT into it. So I was pretty happy with that. It turned out okay. I'm going to do a side piece to it so I can clip my mic to the side of it now, but that was good. Also, kind of like I said on the net last night, I was working on the OP25, which is the P25 decoder to listen to, like, the local 911 and police and stuff. That went good. So, good projects. Beautiful day out today, too. So, all things considered, pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, so P25 is very interesting. There's encryption on a lot of stuff that you can't hear everything. So, but there we do have P25 and VHF on the 2 meters in the area here. So that is interesting. I do have one P25 handheld.
Well, that's great. I've never actually even thought about it for, like, the ham stuff. I just knew that the, can't remember what it stands for, MSPCS, the Michigan State Public Safety System or something like that. Anyways, they use it. So I was listening to Space 2, and so there is some encrypted stuff on there, but the OP25 can just ignore that, but you still get 911 calls, some police tactical things, MMR, fire dispatch. A lot of that stuff is coming through unencrypted and able to listen to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. I get a couple of those dongles myself, and it's interesting to use them. That's for sure.
I tell you, though, I don't know where I'd be without AI helping me, because these programs, like OP25, they weren't written for the latest versions of Linux and the latest versions of Python, so a lot of the programming is old, and I am not good at that. And so, of course, I installed, the latest version of Ubuntu, LTS, and, you know, the program doesn't work at all, because it's expecting something older. And so what's great is you just kind of copy the error codes into ChatGPT, and it'll say, here's where the error is, try changing this file to do these things, and after 5 or 6 rounds of that, it is brilliant. It is a very, very good partner to troubleshoot with that kind of stuff. It understands programming really, really well. So I'm grateful I was able to use that to help get some of that stuff up and running, because without it, I probably would be lost.
Well, I hear you there. There's a lot of good stuff on YouTube, too, that helps out in some cases. Yep, but Ubuntu, I think this year is supposed to have been updated again. Another long-term release was supposed to have been done.
Yeah, I know they have, so their LTS ones typically last a while, but I want to say they do it per year. 26, I think, is the latest, which I think means 2026. I could be wrong, but that's the one I installed.
1700 hours.
Yeah, so LTS, that's a long-term service for 26, and so generally that means it'll be good for 4 years before there's another long-term release.
Yeah, and that's fine with me. I'm not for this particular project and this machine, I wasn't really looking for the extra features that come with all the new releases. I just wanted to make sure it got security patches and stayed up to date that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to keep up with, that's for sure. And I'll tell you, unless you specialize in a certain area, I don't think you can keep up.
Tell me about it. I'm trying to, just in the cybersecurity world, that's what I do for my job. And every day you just come in lost and go, what is completely upending the world today?